Welcome, everybody. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of March 28th, 2014. My name is Brian Edward Peekert.
I am the
tonight's meeting.
Yeah, I wish it was March. It's May.
Sorry, May 28th. We should start with a roll call. Paul, are you equipped to do that?
Yeah. Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Ryan Edwards Teekert.
Here.
Marcus Jetter. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Meneja Saba. Raul Salvador?
Here.
Hello? Tony.
Too many people. I'll go back. Meneja Saba? Raul Salvador?
Hello? This is Tony Norman?
Okay.
Raul
Salvador
is here.
Yes. Salvador? Barbara Whipperman?
Here.
All right, that's 7 as a quorum.
So Marcus Jenner is here as well.
Raul Salvador was on the call a few minutes ago. Raul, if you said you were here, you must have been on mute.
I'm here.
You couldn't hear you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I sent out a draft agenda when I called the meeting a couple weeks ago. Does anybody want to make modifications to it, or is there a motion to approve it?
For the stream, we should probably read it.
Read it out.
Sure. With no fixed times, it's agenda review and approval, officer elections for chair and secretary, committee's meeting schedule for the year, or the remainder of the year, CFO report, if there is any. Review of any financial statements, of which I don't believe we have any, and a look at where we're at on the budget timeline, and then new business.
Move to approve the agenda.
Is there a second? Oh, no seconds required in committee. Any opposition to the agenda?
No opposition, but I'd like to discuss the financial statements, even if there are none, or especially because there are none.
Well, they're on the agenda.
Good. Thank you.
Hearing no objection to the agenda, it's now approved, and we'll move on to officer elections. If no one objects, let's start with secretary. Are there any nominations for secretary?
I nominate R. Paul, if he's willing.
R. Paul, do you accept?
Yeah.
Are there any further nominations? Hearing no further nominations, R. Paul Martin is elected committee secretary by acclamation. R. Paul, why don't you officiate the chair election?
All right. Okay. Next, we have nominations. Nominations are open for the position of chair of the NFC. Are there any nominations?
I nominate.
Okay, one at a time.
Tony Norman. Hello?
Yeah, and you're nominating whom?
Brian Teekert. Edward
Teekert. Okay. Tony Norman has nominated Brian Edwards Teekert. Brian, do you accept?
Yes.
Are there any other nominations for chair of the NFC? Going once, twice, three times? Seeing no other nominations, is there any objection to Brian Edwards Teekert being chair of the NFC for 2014? Hearing none, you're elected.
Hooray.
This may be the first meeting I've ever been involved with Pacifica, where we're moving faster than our agenda indicates. Our next item is the National Finance Committee meeting schedule for 2014. Has there a regular time that the committee's been meeting at until its membership turned over? What is that?
The second and fourth Tuesdays of the month have been the times we've met at 8:30, of course.
And are they both regular meetings, or is one of them a continuation meeting?
No, it's regular. Every second and fourth, although, of course, during budget time, we tend to end up with many more meetings. But the regular one, generally what we've done in the past is we've just said, yeah, we'll do the second and fourth of every month, and then we just do the whole year, you know, up through December, marking them out.
Putting them on
the committee
calendar.
Yeah. Does anybody
announcing myself, Manisha Sabha.
Hi, Manisha.
Hi.
Does anybody on the committee have a problem with that second and fourth Tuesday schedule, or does anyone want to propose an alternative to it? If there's not a problem, then I'd ask for a motion to adopt it. Excuse me?
Could we check to see if any second or fourth are on holiday?
Usually what happens is the one before Thanksgiving gets canceled. But in general, yeah, I mean, you just have to look ahead. I don't think there's one for June. Let me get into Pacifica here.
Yeah, June is open.
So there are no holidays for June that it would deal with. November.
July is the 8th and the 22nd. I don't think that's a problem. August is the 12th and the 26th.
I'd like to entertain a motion for the committee to meet on second and fourth Tuesdays for the remainder of 2014.
So moved.
And who was the person who said so moved?
That was Michael Novick.
Okay. Any objection to that schedule? Hearing no objection, that's what we'll do, second and fourth Tuesday. R. Paul, you'll put it on the KPFTX calendar, and if you see egregious conflicts with a holiday or something, can we count on you to bring a motion back to the committee to cancel the conflicted meeting?
Yeah, I've already looked. It doesn't look like anything serious for once.
November the 11th is the middle of the week, Veterans Day. May not matter.
Yeah, they move Veterans Day to whatever. The very few who ever observe it anymore have moved it generally to the first Monday nearby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hopefully if we're through budget approval at that point, we can cancel several meetings and we won't have to keep up with the semi-monthly schedule. But we'll burn that bridge when we get to it. Next item. Oh, Arpal, what does that make our next meeting?
That makes our next meeting going backwards here, and that makes the next meeting June 10th.
Okay, great. Next item on our agenda is the CFO report. Raul, if you have anything you'd like to report out publicly, the floor is yours. But you have to take yourself off mute to do it.
Hello. I'm sorry. I was on mute again. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
First, I'd like to welcome everybody, and I just wanted to thank everybody for being here. This is my first participation in a long time. I am working on a couple of things with the Pacifica Foundation right now. We are in the process of finishing up the audit process. our interim controller is in charge of doing that at this point. While I am working on some other financial, the financial statements, I mean the financial, as somebody indicated earlier, we don't have any financial statements at this point because of the situation that we are in. We are going to be, once we have restored the organizational structure of the Pacific Foundation Finance Department, we will be able to soon begin with generating those reports. I think the audit is being undertaken right now. The audit field work will not happen until after June 30th. That's a deadline that we have provided the auditors. And from my end, that's what I'm working on.
I'll take a stack for questions. This is Brian.
Barbara.
Michael Lovett.
Got Brian. Barbara. Michael. Anyone else? Raul, my question is just realistically, given what Pacific is going to have to get through with the audit, how long... And this just has to do with scheduling the committee's work. How long do you think it will be until we start getting up-to-date financial statements with your state budget comparisons?
I have not totally assessed our the state of our financial records at this point. And I apologize for that because it was kind of a slow process to get me back on the access and everything. But we are, once we have access to that, if everybody has been entering the activities, the financial recording of financial activities on the day-to-day basis for the current fiscal year, we'll be able to generate financial statements in, I would say, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay, Barbara.
That is blindly estimating what we will see when I begin to look at the information that we have at the national office.
Got it. Barbara, you're next on the stack.
Could you just clarify what you said a few minutes ago about June 30th? Are you saying that all preparation for the audit has to be done by June 30th?
Correct.
But not the whole audit. Then the audit starts after that.
That was the deadline that was provided for by the staff that were doing the audit schedules for the auditors. June 30th is the time that they had indicated or provided to the auditors as the deadline to submit those schedules. From then, from that time, the auditors will take about 2 weeks to evaluate or review the audit schedules, and they will schedule an audit field work, the examination of the records at the national office, maybe 2 weeks after the submission of those schedules, and that would be the start of the whole audit process.
Thank you.
Okay, next on stack is Michael.
Yeah, I was wondering if once we start getting financials, if they will sort of show month-by-month results for each of the stations or each of the units so that we can go back and pick up from the last ones we had, which at this point for KPFK is December 31st of last year, first end of the first quarter of the current fiscal year. I would like to
understand
your, each month individually. We did get something for January, but it didn't seem to correspond or very well to what we had prior to that. We got accumulated through January, but didn't very have to say so what happened in January from.
Yes. Unfortunately, I haven't seen those reports yet, but I have established or set up before I went on leave. I have established those reports. I don't know if you got hold of that last year where you had the month-to-month breakdown. We will keep that, and we will continue doing that. The platform is already there. All we need to do is enter all the information or the activities, record all the transactions into the general ledger, and once we have that, we'll be able to generate those reports the same exact format.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Our poll stack.
That's the end of the stack. Is there anyone else who has a question for Raul?
Our poll.
Shoot. Go for it.
All right. So there's a deadline from the auditors to get them some stuff by the 30th of June. And when will the audit probably be done?
Well, be done. They will start maybe 2 weeks after they receive the schedules from us.
Start in July.
Well, they will start at the middle of July, depending on the quality of the audit. You know, in the past, I've kind of estimated the length of the audit work, but that has not been very accurate because of the things that comes up when they do the audit. So usually, I would say 3 weeks to 4 weeks would be the ideal. If everything is in place, everything works out, everything ties up to what the auditors are looking for, it should be a 3 to 4 weeks worth of job.
So you think maybe if we're lucky, mid-August?
If we're lucky, yeah, mid-August.
That's 3 to 4 weeks of work. How long would that be until we actually have a signed audit?
That would be, I would say, ideally, that the entire process would be finished 4 or 5 weeks, including signature. But again, I really don't. I have never seen the status of the schedule at this point. So it's really hard to estimate. But August 15 is basically the deadline for the tax returns, right? So if we have we have to have I would say complete financial statements by then, by August 15, so we could comply with the deadline. That's the last deadline to file our Form 990. It's August 15. So we'll have to kind of strategize what we need to do. And we are working with our tax partners and our auditors. So in meeting and complying with those deadlines.
Okay. Any other questions for Raul?
Or Paul again?
Shoot.
Okay. Looking at this going in these 3s and 4s weeks and this 2 weeks and all of that and an August 15th deadline, what happens if it's August 16th and we don't have the audit?
There were what happens if we're going to be penalized? if we don't submit a Form 990. We will be penalized. Not sure exactly what the penalties would be, but the auditors, our tax partners, are kind of exploring some options. We were going to talk to them possibly in the next 2 weeks. They will be in participating in the PMB meeting soon. We will share whatever they want. They're thinking about working on to achieve those deadlines. And at this point, we don't have any real, I would say, firm action or plan of action at this point, other than they're working on a couple of ideas to present to us.
Anybody else?
I have a follow-up question.
Adriana,
any ideas about what? You mean what to do if we haven't made that deadline?
What was that, Barbara?
What options about what?
He said he was talking to auditors about the options.
Yeah, they were talking. I mean, there's no they're going to work on some ideas to present to us with regard to the audit, but nothing really concrete yet.
How you mean how to streamline it or something?
They said that they might have some options to present. I don't know exactly how that works.
Okay.
I don't know how that works, but they were saying something about how the audit will be done and all those things. I don't have a specific at this point.
But they're going to report this to the PNB. Is that correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. They will let the PNB know. Yeah.
Adriana?
Manisha on
SAC. Adriana for the SAC.
Yes, but.
Sorry, I couldn't get off
mute. Manisha,
I've got you, Manisha. Adriana, you're next.
Thank you.
Okay, hi, Raul. Adriana, KTST.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi. Raul, I have a question. I don't want to go into detail because we are in open session, but are any of the problems that the auditor encountered last year being solved? I mean, the specific letter to managers, and do we have those problems solved, or will we face this year the same problem?
What issues again, I'm sorry, Adriana?
Yes, last year, the auditors sent some letters to managers explaining some of the problems that they faced or they found when they audit the station. Do you think that those, because maybe we should talk about this in private, I don't know if we can talk in an open session, but I want to be sure that some corrections are there, or you think that we will face the same problems this year? Know what I'm talking about.
I understand what you were saying.
The deficiencies list.
Yeah, Adriana, I think what you were saying was the management letter.
Yes.
As part of the audit and the services of the auditor, they provide management with a report on what they feel is of great concern to them in reference to the foundation's policies, procedures, activities, transactions and how they record their activities, and if they've seen anything that might be a violation or a deficiency in internal controls, they would write a management letter to the management, and the management should review that and rectify, if they can, all the situations that they can rectify. They will bring all the issues that they feel is of great importance for the foundation to achieve its goals. And basically, that is done every year. And the last few years, there were the same issues that's been detected and observed. And so we were trying to rectify that, but unfortunately, the last couple of years there were some changes in management, and that's why some of those issues were not addressed timely enough.
Thank you.
Any other questions? You have a stack?
Brian? This is Marcus Jenner from PFW. I actually have a question. We've had some challenges recently, and from what I understand, the CFO in the national office has signature authority on our bank accounts. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Who's this, please?
Marcus Jenner from PFW.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Now, is that true for all the stations? You have signature authority on accounts for all the stations?
That's correct. That's the resolution provided or done by the PNB.
Right, okay. And I guess the other question was, I don't know how to phrase this, but I've been told informally that some stations have multiple accounts, some of which you do not have signature authority on. Is that accurate?
That I do not? I believe I have. I have signature accounts for almost every account for each of the stations. There are a couple of stations that we are in the process of putting me on because they're not on a group. They're like in more independent banks. So we have to approach it separately. And in the process, when there's a change in the interim changes that happened in the last 6 months, that was not accomplished. So we will accomplish that since I'm back, and we will do that. The board resolved that the CFO will have the signing authority on all the Pacifica Foundation accounts.
Gotcha. Well, in closing, I'd just like to welcome you back and say I'm so pleased that you're back on the job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay,
this is Brian. I'm back. Did we get to Manizay on the stack?
No, not yet.
No. I had a question. Actually, it may be a clarification for me that, Raul, you said that you have contacted the auditors, and auditors have told you that if there is a problem, they offer some modification. And I don't understand it, and if you have talked about it before I came on, I would appreciate if you clarify.
I think that question came from Adriana about the management letters. As part of the services of the auditors and as part of their audit schedule, the auditor at the end of their audit.
No, my question is not about what it was that question regarding the auditors. When you were before Adriana, you were talking about auditors, and auditors would make some suggestions or some modification if we were late. When you were talking about if the scheduled for other states.
I got you. He was talking about the deadline for a 990 tax filing.
But, yeah, exactly. That's what the deadline, and if we were later on that. I was wondering if you have auditors for this auditing time, and is, they have told you that if we are late, they are going to make arrangements. Thank you.
I don't know what you
excuse me. I believe that was the question that I asked, and you answered, Raul, that you haven't heard what options they're going to present
yes.
yet, but they are going to present them to the PNB.
Right. Once we have, once we talk to them, they were trying, they were telling us that there will be some options that we could do, and we want to hear from them. I don't have any concrete information at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Word about time on this item. Any pressing questions that can't wait till a future meeting?
What was that, Brian?
Who's that?
Did you ask me a question, Brian?
Oh, you have a question, Raul?
No. I didn't hear that. My phone just got blanked out.
Oh. Nothing. It was not a question to you. It was a question to the body. We're now done with the CFO report. We're on to financial statements. We don't have any new ones to review. I'm just kind of curious, how many of you have a business manager at your station who's capable of producing preliminary profit and loss statements without figures from the national office?
KPFA does.
KPFK does not.
KPFC?
Yeah,
the yes for KPFC?
We have someone capable. The problem is time, because she is spread pretty thin over other stations.
Okay.
PFW, I would say we do not. We have a part-time someone serving as in a part-time capacity, but I would say we do not at this time.
And WBAI?
I have, in the time since our business manager was removed from BAI and we got pooled with a business manager, I have never been able to have any communication with the new business manager. However, the general manager does put out things from time to time. However, we have the committee hasn't gotten, the local finance committee has not gotten all the information at once, and we recently formally asked the general manager for a set of things we would like for, you know, every meeting, and he said he doesn't have time for that, so we get some things. The answer is we get some things from the general manager, but we're not getting we haven't gotten the P&L for a while.
When is the most recent one you have dated?
Oh, God. I'd have to look that up. Maybe last year sometime, I think.
Okay.
That's probably August or September.
Yikes. Not a lot to work with here. I mean, I think we should look at whatever we have, because if we have major financial problems, better we know sooner rather than later. I know KPFA's business manager, although she's overworked, is capable of producing preliminary financial statements. Some of the numbers are mushy because they haven't come from the national office, which is who's supposed to produce them. But it sounds like we're the only ones in a position to do that? I mean, has anyone else gotten financial statements produced independently at your station at all this year?
Well, at KPFT, we get budget to actuals every month at the after the books are closed. But
oh,
as far as having a quarterly financial statement, we really rely on the national to give that to us.
Right.
Yes,
well, budget to actuals. I think is what's most important for us to be looking at right now.
Right.
Could you, I mean, just so we can start having a conversation around our actual financial performance, could you forward us the most recent one you have before our next meeting?
For KPFT?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I'll see what we can get sent out from KPFA, because we're producing them sporadically. And it's two stations. It's probably enough to bite off for one meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on financial statements?
ARPOL?
Go for it, ARPOL.
Yeah. What we tend to get is basically what the money is like right now. The most recent thing we have is from the end of April, from the general manager saying what the financial plans are through July 1st. And I've had some disagreements with that because I think the revenue side of it is not sound, but that's basically what we get, that type of thing. We have not gotten formal things, but we've gotten here's what we owe, here's what management thinks we're going to get, and it's a very bare bones, for the moment, highly tactical review of what the general manager thinks is ahead of us, and that's about what we get.
You know what, Arpal, before our next meeting, can you send out the most recent thing you have, to at least so we're all looking at the same information?
Barbara, with a suggestion.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Our business manager has made an offer that if stations can print out a trial balance, she can manipulate it to get a year-to-date for all the stations, comparing actuals to budget. And it would, of course, be draft and preliminary, but she has a part-time accounting assistant that she feels can help with this right now.
Okay. Prioritizing their time is going to be up to Raul, but if
yeah.
he's amenable, I would encourage you all to take Maria up on that offer.
Brian.
Go ahead, Raul.
I understand what each of the LSB and local management are getting are probably the cash flow status of all the activities, the cash flow balance and how much cash you received, how much payments were made during a month.
Excuse me, hold on a second, Raul. Everybody needs to mute. We're having bad echo and some coughing. Go ahead, Raul.
There is some other journal entries that are made at the national office level to complete the financial statements of each of the radio stations. There's like payroll entry. I'm not sure if the payroll entries are being given to the individual business managers, but the payroll entry itself is being done at the local, at the national level, because they process the payroll, they have the payroll registers, and they do this one big journal entry for each of the radio station. So it will be posted to the general ledger. Each of the business managers who had access to the financial statements or to the general ledger, the Great Plains, they will be able to generate reports. I have set up those reports into each individual station's general ledger. So if they religiously input the transactions for each of their station, they will be able to generate a financial statement that would show all the expenses recorded during the period. And that should be readily available. I'm trying to get access to the Great Plains remotely, but and I'm pretty sure that I did that for each of the radio stations, that they had that financial statements that they can generate from each of the radio stations. And possibly they could, if they have access to the Great Plains, they can generate, like what Barbara was saying, the business manager can look at the general ledger or the trial balance, and they will see all the expenses recorded for that particular period. At the very least, that's their source document to create a report. I remember a former business manager in Los Angeles doing a manual financial statement based on the trial balance. So each of these business managers has been very, very creative to have a financial statements for their particular radio station, because you know the national office has been very there's been so many changes, and there were changes almost every year that they were not able to get a regular financial report. And so once we as long as the business managers are putting the expenses, recording the transactions, they will be able to generate that trial balance from their Great Plains and can create a cap spreadsheet.
I think we got it.
Barbara with a question.
What's your question, Barbara?
I wanted to know from Raul, does this involve the use of the FRX?
Yes. For the
Another thing, it is known that everybody, the budgets are not in the system. So, yes, they do need to be put in manually.
Correct.
Okay, for the sake of not getting lost in minutia, let's thank Maria for that very generous offer. Barbara, if you could ask Maria to in writing exactly what she would need from each of the stations in order to help produce those reports, maybe you can pass those out to the other treasurers, and they can ask whoever's doing the books at their respective stations if that's something they can produce and take you up on. And hopefully we'll have more than we have now to look at next month, as long as everyone understands that they will be unconsolidated and extremely draft and probably have some errors in them. Something is still better than nothing.
And these should go to the business managers, the committee?
Send it out to the committee, and then folks can follow up with their local business manager.
Okay.
But put in writing exactly. Ask Maria to put in writing exactly what she needs.
She's nodding yes.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else on financial statements? Okay. Moving on to the budget timeline. Has anybody started the budget drafting process at their station?
Yeah, this is Jim, KPFT. We've gone through our first preliminary budget, but the request from interim general manager of having reduced or eliminated CPB money makes it real hard to make a budget. And I don't know how we're going to go forward, for any of the stations are going to go forward on that.
Yeah, no kidding. Anybody else?
KPFK, we scheduled a discussion at our LSB to try to identify five priorities. We did not get to it. We're in the process of trying to schedule a kind of brainstorm session with management, governance, and staff about the budget for the next fiscal year. That will probably take place sometime in the first couple of weeks of June. As I said, we don't have really any figures since December 31st. To look at to try to figure out, you know, budget for next year going forward, any accuracy.
Jim, let me ask, on KPFT, how long does your process typically take after you have a first draft, your local process?
Well, it depends on how aggressive you want to get moving a budget up here. I mean, we're planning on having a budget available to an acceptable budget at the next Finance Committee meet in June, and then submitting that to the LSB in July. but it may take two meetings for the Finance Committee and to reach the one pass before the management is done together. That'll work.
Lydia.
Sorry, did Lydia join the call?
We should be on this call. Finance Committee.
I can barely hear the person who's talking right now. Could you identify?
Get on.
Sorry.
Is Lydia here?
She'll be getting on.
Oh.
Got it.
She'll announce when she's here.
Yeah. Okay. Does someone, the last time I was on this committee was like 4 or 5 years ago. Does somebody have a copy of the budget approval timeline that the National Finance Committee is currently operating under?
Yeah. Yeah, we...
Can you resend that to the list, Paul?
Yeah, I'll put the link in. We've had it... Basically, for 2014, we've adopted the 2013 budget timeline, which was the 2012, but it goes back. The budget timeline's been the same for a number of years now, and it's posted in the file section. I will post the link to that.
Great. Thank you so much. Anything else on the budget timeline?
Arpal?
Barbara?
Arpal first, and Barbara. Go ahead, Arpal.
Okay. At BAI, we were hoping to start it. We were hoping to have started it, but we haven't been able to. The general manager hasn't been able to give us the information. And we have a meeting on June 4th where we're sort of hoping we can begin looking at it. But that's about where we are at right now at BAI. And I'll note that I think all of Pacifica at this point is behind the timeline.
Great. Let's pick up this conversation once we all have a copy of that timeline in hand. And Barbara, go ahead.
Well, there's a concern that we've been talking about that is that there are a number of problems with the template. And I hope there's time before we really get into this to modify it, at least unhook some of the most troublesome links that are not the document, I forget what to call it now, that has the history of the actual by each budget, each account code. Those are very useful to refer to when we're, making the new budget. So we need to have that.
Yeah, Barbara, let me jump in before you get us lost in the weeds. I think it's virtually impossible for us working as a committee to make minute modifications to that giant budget workbook. And I know there's lots of problems with it, but I think that's probably something that should be worked out at the staff level between the business managers and the national office.
Maybe Raul could discuss it with some of us who are, studying it.
Yeah. Well, why don't you and Maria take your concerns to Raul and see what you can work out?
That sounds good.
Yes.
And who was that? Was that our Paul?
This is Raul.
Saying yes.
Raul,
this yes. Is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. Welcome to the call.
I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
Well, you're here just in time for new business. Does anybody have any new business?
Michael Lovick.
Our Paul.
Go for it, Michael.
At a local finance committee, people raised a question about the fact that we use Bank of America for most of our banking. And I said I would take it up to the National Finance Committee. Apparently there was some discussion this a couple of years ago, and people found it impossible to get out of that relationship. I'm just wondering if somebody on the finance committee has some institutional memory of that, or if it's somebody that could be looking
at. We don't use KPFA.
My understanding was that the lockbox setup that was done is, and all the accounts are consolidated nationally with Bank of America. That's what I was told by the former treasurer.
The national board.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lydia.
No, I mean, I don't think that that ever actually happened. Raul can confirm that, but I do have something else for new business.
Yeah. With respect to Bank of America, there were talks about consolidating and putting all the accounts into one Bank of America account. That is not true. The only thing that has been done was to open some accounts at Bank of America in the event that we decide to go with so that we will have one bank that we can deal with and hopefully have a good deal in terms of fees and all those things, a synergy in terms of the cost of having a maintaining and operating account from different stations. All the stations are still intact. I mean, each of the radio stations have their own bank accounts. Some of them have multiple bank accounts, and they're not in any way combined with in just one joint account. There's not going to be any sweeping of accounts. I heard so many concerns about that in the last few meetings. There is no such thing as a combined joint account. We are taking advantage of Bank of America's synergy of cost so that we'll be able to, like, easily, if there's an emergency, we could really utilize their service at this point. There were some proposals during the time of the former ED that there were talks that we have presented one joint account. That's still under, that we're still looking. I mean, we're that's not happening at this point. We're still working with the Bank of America on separate accounts.
Okay, so the concern expressed is about the nature of Bank of America and their history in terms of the whole economic debt that befell the country and us, really, to a certain extent. So I think that's the question you'd like to address in terms of question of economies. It's one question, but are there other banks that might have less culpability in some of the economic difficulties that everyone is facing?
Yeah, KPFA Bank with a regional bank called Mechanics. They offer us pretty good rates, and they are not nearly as entwined in the foreclosure crisis as most of the major banks, but I don't think they're an option for other stations that need in-person banking services. And
but it is something we can explore regionally in Southern California, and it's not that there's only one single contract for all of those services that covers all five, all 7 years.
No, and to clarify where things are at, summer brought someone from Bank of America in to pitch that setup to the national board last year. A lot of people expressed concerns about exactly the issues you're raising, and the board never voted on doing that, setting up a unified banking scheme with Bank of America, and never greenlighted it in any fashion. So
okay.
You're not operating under any restrictions that I know of that have been imposed by the national board.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara, with a comment.
And Lydia.
Lydia, you're new on the call. Why don't you go first, and then we'll go to Barbara next. Go ahead, Lydia.
Oh, okay. So my new business item was, there's like an echo. Seeing Michael here. Anyway, was that there was a time when the cost for the directors going to in-person meetings was always budgeted into the individual station budget. I don't know when that changed and when the national office started absorbing that cost, but I think we should go back to that. When I was here in
still on the board in 07, that was still the case. It does make you, have to answer to your local station more, and I think it's really, it's cleaner. It's like, you know, each station sends four directors, and they go off to these in-person meetings, and I think that that's where it should be. In fact, there was a time when I was also advocating. I still think it's a good idea. Not sending an invoice per se, demanding the entire amount be reimbursed. However, if every director were to see in black and white how much their airfare, combined airfare and hotel costs, then they can say, you know, the letter or a reminder can simply say anything you can contribute to the travel would be, you know, to this cost would be appreciated. That's all. It wouldn't be demanded, but it really helps once you can see that in black and white.
But anyway, can anyone confirm that meeting expenses have moved out of local budgets and into the national budget?
Yes. In other words,
I'm asking someone else who's been on the committee to confirm.
It has been.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yes.
It's moved.
Oh, it is part
budget.
Of the local station? Okay.
It's not in local budget.
Right. That's what I was. My recommendation is to go back to when it was in local budget. In other words,
okay.
I think all of our.
Why don't you put that in writing in motion form, and we'll take it up at our next meeting.
Okay. Yeah. I mistakenly thought our meeting was next week, and I had time to write it. Okay.
Barbara, you're next.
Well, I wanted to go back to the issue of Bank of America and consolidated accounts. And actually, there is one consolidated account, if I'm not mistaken, and that's the payroll account. Wouldn't you count that as a consolidated account? Raul?
No, that's not a consolidated account. It's an account held by the Pacific National Office.
But I mean all the payrolls are paid through that one account.
Yeah, but the station goes and pays fund that station, transfer funds into that. It's not a consolidated account where each of the station has a balance.
Well,
no.
Not a productive use of our time to debate what to call it.
Right. And I am actually very leery of us having one account. I think that the stations in the network will function better if we all have our own bank accounts. I'm really very much against consolidation of that.
Well, then you're lucky, because that's how we're currently set up.
Yeah, well, it could stay that way.
Is there anyone else on new business?
I agree.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Go for it, Jim.
What status of CPB money from last year and this year?
Oy. Do you know anything, Raul?
No, I was just I was just talking to our ED, and apparently nobody really. Kriegler is working with our technical people on some of the deadlines. I was going to call Kriegler and maybe get an update, because apparently the only person that Kriegler is talking to right now is our technical director, because of some of the compliance issues. So we wanted to satisfy the CPB. I don't know really the status of it. I'll be doing that first thing in the morning tomorrow.
So here's what we've gotten on the national board. For last year's money, as I understand it, the last hurdle we have to clear is documenting that we've been in compliance with CPB's open meeting rules, specifically a rule that requires that on three consecutive days every quarter, each of our stations broadcasts a message saying, we have open meetings, and here's the website you can go to find out when and where they are. they had been expecting to document compliance in March and get money by May. But to document compliance, CPB needed records showing the website actually demonstrated those notices. And what we got hung up on was WBAI's website, which was apparently packed for a period. And they weren't able to document that. We haven't gotten any information on what timeline we're on now for getting money from CPB, but that's what's holding up last year's money. This year's money won't be available until they have an audit from us.
Arpal?
Go for it, Arpal.
Yeah. Okay. I know that for CPB compliance, the general manager told me that in November, the CPB asked for our compliance for the previous 4 months, and we did it. We showed them, and we were fine. There has been a really bad hack that was persistent, and if the CPB managed to want to see it just exactly during that, I think it was 10 days or 2 weeks when somebody professional really tore it apart and forced basically BAI to switch web hosts completely. And if the CPB managed to say, this is exactly what we want to go look at, they won't see anything because it was all obliterated unless the CPB wants to go and get the malware that was attached to it. But as far as I know, WBAI has been in compliance with all of this stuff. And I know that the CPB gave us a good bill of health in November or December. And so if they've looked recently and got that hack problem, that was a very short-lived thing. 10 to 14 days, I think, it blew everything out. Because they would, during that time, it would get restored, and then the person would come back and obliterate it all and do various things. Every time they tried to rectify it, the other party came up with a new attack. So it lasted a while. But as far as BAI stuff is really in compliance, so there should not be a basic problem here. The only problem would be the unfortunate timing of CPB coming in just when that attack happened.
You know, and Otis McClay, who's webcasting our call, is Pacifica's compliance officer when it comes to CPB. If nobody objects, we can suspend the rules and ask him to jump in if he has any information.
That would be good.
Otis, is he listening to us?
Probably not if he can help it.
What's that?
Just a smart remark.
Okay. Sounds like Otis isn't jumping on. So that's everything we know about CPB. Hopefully we'll know more soon because it will be a very tough summer indeed if that money doesn't start showing up. Anybody else have anything under new business?
Our Paul just wants to say at the next meeting we should schedule approval of minutes because there are two sets of minutes left from earlier this year that also need to be dealt with.
Great. Is it the custom of the committee that the secretary drafts the agenda or the chair?
Chair.
Okay. Paul, can you just send me a reminder email? I'm not on the computer right now, and I'll make sure to put that in the agenda for the 10th.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes. I want to know if we have any place where we can go and check the previous information from the Finance Committee. Do you have any group, anything like the election or the governance?
Paul, have you been doing that through KPFTX's document management system or through the Yahoo group?
I didn't catch the question, really.
She wants previous records from meetings, minutes, and I'm assuming financial statements.
Yes. The former chair was putting approved minutes on KPFTX, and there's a Yahoo, there's a mailing list. Everybody here is on the mailing list or has at least gotten their invitations a week or so ago. And so on that Yahoo mailing list, we have the minutes of the committee going back to its foundation in 2004. So, yes, all of that stuff is available.
I didn't receive any invitation for that Yahoo group.
Okay. It was sent out. I'll see if I can send another one.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing one either. But it wouldn't be unusual for me to miss an email. So, our Paul, would closed session minutes be in the Yahoo group as well?
Yes.
Okay, but not on KPFT yet.
No, only the public stuff is up on the KPFTX.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you could resend invitations just to cover our bases, that would be awesome.
Okay, is Lydia Brazan on the list? Does she know?
Yeah, I'm on the committee.
KPFTX.
Did you get the invitation?
No, I did for Yahoo, you mean?
For the mailing list.
For the Yahoo.
Not for
Yahoo, but I did receive my my TMB notice about the meeting, which I clearly overlooked.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay.
All right, I'll see about resending these. Maybe if Yahoo has reinstituted the ad thing, I'll just add you in.
Thank you.
Yeah, Yahoo's been having some kind of major problem with their accounts, and I think they got blacklisted by a lot of services. Just within the past month, because some listservs I'm on have had trouble with Yahoo, specifically with Yahoo accounts. So it may be a problem entirely outside of your control. But if you resend it, and everybody check your spam folders too, to make sure the invitation's not going there.
Oh, that's fine.
Anything else under new business? All right, folks, we've exhausted our agenda. We've flown through it in an hour and 10 minutes. Congratulations.
Great.
Brian?
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, this is Lydia. Do we have a schedule yet for approving the budget for next fiscal?
There's a timeline that's in effect from the last National Finance Committee. I've not seen it yet. Our Paul's agreed to send it out to the new committee. And we can review it. And if anyone wants to make modifications, you can propose them at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Lydia, I did send it to RLSB a couple of months ago. But what our Paul is sending is a link on the Yahoo group to the file. So if you're not in the Yahoo group, you don't see it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. The next meeting will be June 10th, and we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.